All right, Friday injury report. I think you guys received a copy as far as the game status. Out for the game is Marcus Wheaton, groin, and John Timu, ankle and knee. Any questions? He was running a route. I didn't realize the severity of it yesterday. I thought it was a completely different thing that happened to him. I won't mention exactly what that is, but after they MRI'd it later in the afternoon, it was a little bit more extensive than we originally thought.
How long
do
you expect to be out without
him? It varies, whether it's ankle sprains, groin pulls, all those. I don't like putting timelines, so I'm not really sure. I just know we won't even travel him tomorrow.
That's why you said that you got through the practice healthy yesterday.
Yeah, I thought we did. Obviously you don't find those things out till it was late afternoon.
You're averaging losing a player a week at this point. Obviously you have a next man up philosophy, but at some point does that become unsustainable, as you probably learned last year?
I don't compare. You can't really influence it. It's part of the game. I think many teams in the league are dealing with it. Our opponent this week's dealing with it. I'm not really sure what you're saying, but the injury to Marcus Wheaton happened. Oh yeah, way after. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It happened yesterday in practice. It was really probably three quarters of practice, and after he got MRI and stuff, they actually find out what kind of degree of pull it is.
We talked about the luck he had in camp with the finger and the appendectomy. Will you get this at full strength at some point this year? And how frustrating is that for a guy you brought in, you paid a lot of money, you had high hopes for?
Yeah, I think, when you get to the level of frustration, I think the person that it's happening to, it's got to be the most frustrating. I think I saw Marcus this morning, and, he was down. But, time heals all wounds, and he'll get back. So, and we'll manage until he gets back.
Obviously did a lot in the offseason to try to prevent some injuries. I understand some of them you can't do much about it, but what's kind of the thought process in the building right now? All these guys have gotten hurt, even though you made a whole bunch of changes.
Well, I think, that's never going to change. It's always been part of the game. You look at all that stuff, but it's not going away. It doesn't matter what city you're in or what city I've been in. It happens. And it's unfortunate. You don't want it to happen. And, a lot of success determines sometimes how healthy you stay. I think that's I don't think that's going to change either.
It was raining yesterday. You guys practiced outside. Do you think that affected what happened to
them? It's way harder on your legs to practice on turf than it is on grass. So you got to practice somewhere. We can leave them in bubble wrap in the weight room and never practice and probably have less injuries. But I don't think that works either.
You obviously have to play with who you have, but do you like what you have in Trey McBride?
Yeah, I think Trey made a nice catch last week. I think it got taken away due to a holding penalty. I'll get to watch him in practice. He hasn't been with us all that long, probably about a month, but I like what I've seen.
John, how valuable do you think the sports science program here has been for you guys?
It's not new. It's just a new word. There's trainers, there's strength coaches. I think it's a new label.
Do you feel like it's helped you?
It's no different than I think line coaches helped us or, anybody.
You guys have talked about trying to minimize soft tissue injuries. You've got Freeman, Willie, Marcus now, Kwiatkowski as well.
Like I said before, I don't know. I was like, you can blame me. You can blame the sports science people. The reality is everybody in the league deals with it, and we're no different.
Yeah. John, you guys talked in training camp. You felt a lot better about the depth on the roster.
I still do.
Is that being really put to the test, particularly at a couple positions now?
Yeah, I think without a doubt. Whenever you start the season, minus your 1 and 2 receiver, I think that'll put a damper on it. But You know, our guy, those guys that are out there now are working hard. I think nobody looks at it as a problem. You know, it's just a matter of executing, and we've got to execute better. You know, I think, you know, going through the season, early season, five games, we're 1-4. That's reality. Very easily could be 3-2, you know, with the people we have. And so we're capable. We played a good football team Monday night to the wire. And, you know, I look forward to trying to do that again this week in Baltimore.
Jim, with your self-scouting, I know the shoulder got in the way for a week or two. Are you confident that Jordan Howard is being used to maximum effect for you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, we talk about depth and we talk about competition and, you know, I think there's some pretty good guys around him. You know, one of those guys scored on a fake punt last week, and you know, I think Tariq's been a good addition, and you know, a guy that we feature too. So there's only one ball, so only one guy gets it each play.
John, rookie quarterbacks have not fared well against the Ravens, especially in Baltimore. But what do you like about Trubisky's mental makeup? It seems like he's got something that he can, you know, at least maybe have a better chance of handling it.
Well, I know we're very impressed with him. You know, obviously, I'm sure the Ravens are preparing. And, you know, like all games, it'll be who executes the best. And really doesn't matter if it's just the quarterback. It's the whole football team. So, you know, I'm confident, rookie or not rookie. He's talented. You know, I thought he played well enough for us to win last week. We just came up a little short.
We asked Harbaugh this the other day, so I wanted to ask you, too. Do you ever just –
Well, you never like injuries, whether it's at camp, at practice, on the sideline of a game, you know, walking out to the field when the guy's on the ground. I mean, it's not it's a tough part of the game, and you feel for the person, the player, but it is part of the game.
Do you ever feel more unlucky than the next guy?
No, I don't look at it that way. If I was, I probably wouldn't be talking about it much. But, you know, I think, you know, we feel good about where we are. And we had another good day of practice today. Kind of put icing on the cake tomorrow and get on the road to Baltimore.
Does Cohen's versatility being able to line up as a receiver help you in this regard if you're only going to carry forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's matchups. It's how the opponent matches up. Every week is different. You know, last week Minnesota put Nickel on the field when he was in the game. You know, we'll get to find out what Baltimore is going to do. But, you know, it's again creating matchups regardless of where you line them up and hopefully trying to exploit those matchups.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.